The Roz and Mocha Show. We talk to the people that everyone else is just talking about.
Oh, so Bachelor Canada last night.
Drama!
I'm really questioning Brad's taste.
Yeah.
I really am. So Chantel, who is the blonde and the virgin and the pastor and the sweetest human being on the face of the earth, went home last night because she got a phone call that her grandfather died.
Yes, and the funeral was going to happen the very next day.
Yeah, so she bailed. So sad, man. I love this girl.
Chantel, join us on the phone right now. Hey.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing great. Welcome to the Roz and Mocha Show, Kiss 92.5 in Toronto.
Thank you.
You still a virgin?
I'm still a virgin.
Okay, just check it. You never know. A little bit of fame.
I know.
Yeah, you never know. No. I'm still a virgin.
Okay. You may be the sweetest human being to ever appear on television.
Oh my goodness. Thank you. I'll try not to giggle too much this morning.
No, please
keep giggling.
Dude, that's why we love you. My girlfriend and I are so in love with you.
Thank you.
That, like, we would love to have you over for the weekend to just sit and stare at you.
Okay, sounds good. Well, invite me over.
And how perfect like you are. Do you think, so you went home last night because your grandfather passed away and you left the show. Looking back on it now, do you think you would have had a shot at this?
You know, it's so interesting to watch the show. It was really hard to watch, and I still really believe I made the right decision.
Yeah.
Brad was connecting with a few of the other girls on just a deeper level, and I really feel like I made the right decision. I could have stayed probably for a little bit longer, but in the end, I think he would have chose another one of the girls in the house.
When you went to try out to be on this show, when you went to audition, did you have anybody in your family or any of your friends or even people, you know, in the church community try to tell you not to go through with this? That, you know, you've seen the show on television before, you've seen the U.S. version, you see what goes down, right?
Absolutely. You know, to tell you the truth, it was so spontaneous. One of my girlfriends said that she was going to audition for me if I didn't. And then me and my dad just ended up going. So to tell you the truth, I kind of kept it pretty private. So then when the reveal day came out, it definitely shocked everyone that I was on the show.
Did you say that your dad brought you down to audition for The Bachelor?
Yes, he did. It was me and my dad. We're kind of adventurous and a little spontaneous. So
wait,
yes.
Is your dad a pastor as well?
He's not a pastor, but he is very involved in the church. But he also really has always been encouraging me.
I don't know of any dad that would offer up his virgin daughter to a football player on television.
That's my dad.
Sounds like a sacrifice.
He's so brave.
Kiss 92.5, it's a Roz and Mocha Show. Joining us right now is Chantel from The Bachelor Canada. She's the one that on last night's episode got the news that her grandfather passed away, so she actually had to leave the show.
This Brad really, he seems to really have a type on this show. The girls that he's keeping around, they all sort of fit into that same mold. And I started to feel bad for you on the show. Not that you need it, but I started to feel bad for you on the show because it seems that he likes the girl who leans a little bit more towards the B word, if you know what I mean.
I think he does have a type. And one, I was the only blonde left in the house, so I began to feel a little outnumbered. But you know what? The girls that are left in the house, they actually are sweethearts.
Whitney, come on.
You know what? She is very competitive, and I think sometimes that I should take some of that from her. I think it's
No. You don't need to be anybody else other than yourself. That Whitney girl is evil.
You know what? Whitney's Whitney. She's very competitive. But, you know, she has a real sweet side to her, too, actually. It's just not shown too much.
Oh, come on, Chantel.
Okay, I was shocked by last night, to be really honest. And a little bit sad that she definitely broke the rules. I was like, I could have got that one-on-one. You know, maybe if she didn't sneak to the hotel. I have to admit. You know what? Brad seems to really like Whitney, so there's obviously a connection there. So I can't change that.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Okay.
Why, do you know somebody?
Well, I'm sure we could hook you up.
Oh, no, thanks. You know, if he's a nice guy, send him my way.
For sure will.
Sounds good.
Not Mocha's friends, though.
What's wrong with my friends?
Yeah, okay.
Dude, that's too much. No.
A virgin pastor cannot start out with your friends.
Why not?
She has to work up to your friends.
Oh.
Yeah. My friends are classy, yo.
Yeah, no, not those friends. The other friends.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to talk to the other friends. Hey, Chantel, we absolutely loved you on Bachelor Canada. Thank you so much for being a part of the Roz and Mocha Show today.
Thank you so much.
All that and more on the Roz and Mocha Show. Weekdays 5:30 to 9 a.m. on Toronto's number one hit music station, KISS 92.5.